Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to another show of Francine's Angels. As always, she is on once a month, coming in to teach us about a spiritual topic, and also on the half hour to basically start to take callers and to do readings and everything. So, you know, with that, Francine, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, everybody.
So
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. As you know, I'm just finishing off the last part of my month in the south of France, and I've had a chance to basically go around and visit a bunch of ancient sites in this part of the country. I've been to the Church of the Three Marys, which has the remains of Sarah. And then I went out to the church and the cave up on the mountain, which is where Mary Magdalene was, and the actual church where her crypt is underneath the church, which was absolutely incredible. So it's been a great journey. I've been kind of joking around with people and just saying, hey, I've been kind of making it through France with two words only. And no matter what people tell you about the French being, you know, snobby and snooty and rude and all that, I have yet to find it. So, you know, it's just been an incredible journey.
Yeah. Well, count me in for next spring.
Yeah. We're going to be planning out for the next retreat, which will be in September of 2014.
I'll definitely teach a class. I'd love to do that. As long as I know what it is, that sounds good. All right. I'm ready to begin whenever you guys are.
All right. What are we talking about today?
Today we're going to learn, and I don't even know, do you know what a spirit guide is, Mark?
Well, you know, it's funny because we've been kind of talking about this lately with a number of my colleagues, and it's very interesting when we kind of mix a lot of terms around, because we talk about guides, and then we talk about guardian angels, and then we talk about regular angels and archangels and everything like that. So why don't you give me the terminology the way you understand it? Because I think there's a lot of misconception or a lot of, you know, some people will say, oh, this is what I think it is. And then, you know, they're not really, you know, they're kind of just using a blanket, you know, reasoning on it.
Yep. So from what I understand, people walk with seven angels every day, but angels are beings of light who have never lived on earth. They've never incarnated. They are just sent to us as beings that guide us, help us with our intuition. Whereas a spirit guide, most people say, well, are they my loved ones? Well, they can be, but most of the time they're normally not. Your spirit guide is normally a highly evolved person who's lived on earth. When you get to heaven, they know what your life lessons will be, and so you want a highly evolved guide who's going to help you with the lessons that you've chosen. So before you come down, you do know your guide. By the time you get down to earth, you normally don't remember who it is, so you have to be reintroduced. But they're old souls, old wise souls that walk behind you every single day. You normally have, I want to say, 5 to 6 that walk with you on a daily basis, but one of them is your lead guide. That's the one that never leaves you. When I'm doing readings or healings, I can feel my guides change, but my lead one normally stays with me. I do have a male lead guide this time around. His name is Sam. And even as a little kid, I would always say to my mom and dad, I'm with Sam, and they just assumed it was an imaginary friend. But he seemed stronger and more protective, and I didn't realize who he was till I was older. But, yeah, definitely have Sam. And it's, when you meet an angel, there's like a gentle energy there. It feels soft and sweet, though Michael does feel a little stronger. But when you feel a lead guide, you normally feel that he gives you strength or that there's a giant nudge. It's not normally a gentle nudge. It's they want you to go down a certain path, and if you're not going down, you'll feel that in your gut. You'll feel like you're doing something wrong. So I wanted to talk a little bit about your lead guide today, and then what I'm going to do is I want to do a nice guided imagery for you to meet your guide. And even if you don't meet them today, you can always do this on your own. Most people do see an image of them during this journey. But let me explain what an intuitive guide is. All right, guides can send you thoughts, and you'll say, well, how do I know my voice from theirs? When you hear the thought of a guide, it is usually very positive, very uplifting. A guide would never ask you to do anything mean or dangerous to yourself or to another. Have you ever been in your car? I'll give you an example. And you know something's telling you to slow down. There may be an accident up ahead, or you've just avoided an accident. That's normally your lead guide saying to you, you're not meant to be in that accident. Listen to me. I've never met a guide who wasn't protective of their the person they're watching over. Normally when I do a reading, if I don't see a lead angel, I will see their guide coming through. When you're being downloaded messages from your guides, most people don't hear the voice in the beginning. They just feel something in their gut that feels either very peaceful or something that keeps gnawing at their gut where they can't avoid it. The other thing is, how do I know I'm not just imagining them? You will know by all the advice that they give you. Have you ever seen like 333 on a clock or 444 where you just keep saying, why do I keep seeing the same numbers over and over? Those numbers each have a meaning. If they can't get you by talking to you, they get you by numbers or license plates. Or a lot of times I'll hear the same thing over three times in a row, or the same person will tell me something, or three different people will tell me something, and I know that that's definitely a message from my guide, and it's being given to a friend of mine or a coworker. When you're listening to something from your guide, you feel happier, you feel more content, you feel like there's something like a best friend would tell you. How do my guides help me? That's the next question. And why do they help me? Why would they want to help me? Why wouldn't they just, you know, stand by and watch me make my mistakes? You're obviously going to learn lessons, but your guides want you. They don't want you to fall too deeply. They want you to learn the lesson without drowning. How's that? So they see what's going on in our lives. But when it's time for them to guide us or to step in, they will intervene, more so than an angel will. And this is just for our benefit. We can ignore them, and we can make all the mistakes, but they'd like to help you. They don't want you to keep making the same mistake over and over. All right. Guides can arrange synchronicities to help alert you to something. So if you see the same thing over and over that you're supposed to avoid, or that say there's a job that just keeps coming up, and you say, why is that coming? I'm not even interested in this job. It's because there's something that you're supposed to explore. Or the phone rings and you don't want to answer it, but that person calls back two or three times. They have to say something to you that you need to hear. If you saw how many guides and angels walk behind you on any given day, you'd never fear anything in this earth again. If you saw how much divine guidance you were sent with, you would just say, wow, what the heck am I worried about? They also like to be near you when you're sick. If you have the flu or you don't feel well, they can give you messages about where you put the medicine or what type of medicine you should be taking, or maybe to avoid medicine altogether. They may just want you to, you know, go through the illness with lots of water and soup and beverages. Some people don't do well. But you'll know that, and I want you to try to let them in a little at a time, even if you don't trust them at first. I promise with time you will. They're never possessive. They'll never just hang out and tell you these things that you shouldn't be hearing. It's normally loving, guiding, but like I said earlier, there is a nudge with a guide that you're not going to feel with an angel. All right, let's get started on how to meet your guide. All right, I just want to make sure you're not driving, that you're in a nice, quiet, comfortable place. And this is a beautiful guided meditation on how to meet your lead guide. So I want you to sit in a comfortable position, or you can lie down, whichever is easiest. I want you to close your eyes and focus solely on the sound of my voice. We'll now begin focusing on your breathing. I want you to exhale completely and slowly through your mouth, let all of the breath go. Just breathe out. Let it all out. Just like you're blowing out birthday candles on a birthday cake. Good. Now I want you to breathe in for a count of six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then release through the mouth. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And release. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. You're getting more and more relaxed, going deeper and deeper into a relaxation state. Your body is feeling heavier and heavier. I want you to lose the stress of the morning. There's nothing that you need to fix right now. This is your time, your turn. I want you to feel more relaxed and at peace. I want you to imagine yourself lying down in a small cabin in the woods. You feel very comfortable, your body's relaxed. You're just lying in the living room setting of the cabin. I want you to slowly sit up, and then you're back on your feet, and slowly move to the front door of the cabin. You open the door, and the sun peeks in, this beautiful ray of sunlight's peeking in. It warms you. It heals you. It falls all around you. Breathe in that sunlight, and know that as we proceed with this exercise, you are surrounded by white light the entire time. Allow this ray of light to shine through you. You will now step out of the cabin and let your body stretch. Hold your arms up, let it stretch towards the sun. Reach your arms toward the sky and all around you. As you move forward, you see a path. This path leads you through the green of this beautiful forest. Take another deep breath and breathe in the energy of this magical place. Look to your right and see a family of deer staring at you. There is an unspoken welcome. You should feel it as you connect with the deer in this place. The more you begin to look around, you can see the beauty of this special place. You see large, multicolored butterflies flying all around. You can hear the birds singing a beautiful song. You feel the peace while you are here. You are now standing in a beautiful path of healing white light. I want you to look up again and see the tallest trees that you have ever seen in your life. You feel so small in comparison. Slowly look down the path again. You are now being met by a spirit animal. See this animal? Please don't be afraid. It is on the path to guide you. It will protect you on your journey. This is also known as your totem animal. Take a moment to see the size of this animal, the face, the shape. Don't be surprised if this animal is a pet that has already crossed over. Offer your feelings of love and appreciation to your spiritual friend. Let it know that it is okay to lead you on your path. This is the journey to meet your guide. As you follow the direction your spiritual pet is taking you, you walk down the most beautiful path. It is a place of untouched beauty. In the distance, you can see the rushing water of a river. It sounds so refreshing and cool. You continue to follow your animal guide to a large clearing on the path. Your animal guide sits. Feel the energy of this old soul telling you to proceed. It will wait for you, but it's not allowed to go any further. It will escort you back when the time is right. You are now standing at the entrance of a beautiful open field. Look to your left and see that the clearing of the field leads you to a cliff. The river that you heard flowing meets the cliff and creates a beautiful waterfall. Drink in the sounds of this waterfall just for a minute. Good. To your right, you see more forest. And in the middle of the forest, you see a beautiful house. You see the house and you feel you're being drawn towards it. This is the house where your spirit guide resides. They are inside and really eagerly waiting to introduce themselves to you. They want to make a connection. They know that you are in search of answers, and they have led you this far. This is their way of allowing you to meet them, to develop your own personal relationship with them. Slowly move towards the door. Notice all design aspects of the house, the shape, the size, the color. Notice the front door. Is it ornate or plain? Does the color mean anything? Is there a number on it? And when you are ready, I want you to knock on the door. The door is slowly opening. And when the door opens, behind the door will be your master spirit guide. Door is opening. Let me know what you see. Standing before you is the figure of your master guide. Your master guide is an energy that is assigned to you at birth and will be with you until you leave this physical body. Your guide is welcoming to you into the home. Step in. Your master guide walks behind you. I want you to walk into the room to your left. You'll see it as a sitting room. Notice the furniture, the colors. Does it look comfortable? Is it wooden furniture or really overstuffed furniture? I want you to sit and take a seat, whatever chair looks the best to you. Your spirit guide will sit directly across from you. Notice all things about this energy. I want you to now act like a journalist. I want you to begin to ask your guide questions. You will receive the answers in your mind. Pay attention to your thoughts. That is how your guides will speak to you. The first question I want you to ask your guide is, what's your name? Or what would you like to be referred to? Don't be shocked if you hear a more common name. They try to make their name short and concise so that you will remember them. As the experience moves forward, I will refer to your guides in the masculine tense. This is simply to facilitate the experience. I want you to ask another question. Ask what role he plays in working with you. Good. Don't forget to thank your guides. It's always good to show appreciation. They are always there watching over and guiding and protecting you. I make sure I thank mine on a daily basis. The next question I want you to ask is there something you need to know from this experience today? And how can I apply it to my everyday life? Often you will hear a solution to a problem you are currently working on. Other times it will be a short message that only you will understand. Take a minute and ask your master guide one question just between you and your guide. I'll give you a minute to do so, and then I'll be back. Good. I hope you got your answer. We're almost ready to leave your guide. I want you to stand up from your chair, give your guide a big hug, and thank him for always being there for you. Even though we leave this this place, you know that that guide always walks behind you. Tell him you'll do your best to listen to his insights more readily. You thank him again. You now move towards the door. You look back and you nod. You know that he will always be there for you. Now open the door and walk out into the forest again. Standing on the path in front of you is your totem animal again, ready to guide you back. You feel very protected as you walk beside this animal. As it sees you, the excitement of seeing you once again moves you both deeply. Enter back into the forest and follow your protector back to your cabin. Moving through the forest again, taking a deep breath and releasing it. See your cabin, move towards it. Your animal protector leads you back and then runs into the forest. See it turn around and acknowledge a hello and then a goodbye. But know that it is always there with you in spirit. Please enter into the cabin and lie down. And as I count from 7 to 1, you will slowly start to realize your pleasant present place. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wiggle your toes and fingers. Take another deep breath and release. Slowly open your eyes. And be still a moment. Remember all the details of your experience. And know that you can visit the sacred space anytime you need to. And after a while, you'll just hear your guide without having to go here. I hope you enjoyed your journey today. The first time I met mine was through this experience. I don't need to do it anymore, but every so often I will go back. I especially love walking with my totem animal. So, all righty. I hope that was enjoyable.
Yeah, I love it.
Good. My students love it. And we did all 10 students, and I'll say 8 of them met their guides this week. All right. Are we ready? Do we want to do Q&A?
Yeah. Yeah, we actually have we have a bunch of people on the line who want to talk to you and get some angel readings.
Excellent. I'm ready.
Now, before we start bringing people on, I do have a quick question for you, and I apologize if you covered this already. I was actually screening callers, so... but is there an, you know, because we just got done talking with about guides, and we know that you know, the difference between a guide and an angel, but are there any specific angels, and I don't mean like archangels, but just regular angels that are just with us the whole time from birth to death also?
I know Michael, most people evoke Michael, but a lot of people are born with him. I'll see... when I do a reading for someone, if I see someone who deals with children, or I just saw a police officer last week who I could see Michael's blue light right behind him. So, yeah, angels are normally the angel chooses you. Obviously, if Michael doesn't walk with you, you can call upon him or evoke him. But, yeah, Michael, Raphael walks very strongly with healers. It means people that picked a higher form of healing usually have the highest archangels. Or Gabriel. If you use your voice a lot, normally Gabriel is from with you from day one.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and do an announcement before we start taking callers. So you're
all
listening
right.
to Spiritual Connections Radio. If you want to find out more about this show or any other show, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Francine, why don't you go ahead and give out your website?
Okay, and my website is www.francinesangels.com, all lowercase.
Excellent. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Amy, you are on with Francine.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Have I read for you before?
No, you haven't.
First time. All right. And what's your question?
My question is, I'm applying for a position, and it's a budget analyst position, and I wanted to see if you feel that I will get this position.
Okay. Why do I feel it's been delayed, Amy? Have they been delayed in calling you?
Well, it's a government position. It's a state government position. So
I do feel you're getting the job. I feel there's a delay. Has the other person not left yet?
Yes. They're still there.
Okay. Can you hold on and be patient? The job is yours, but there is a delay. I don't know why that person hasn't left. But I feel you're their first choice. Did they tell you that?
No, but I know the human resource officer that works there. I had worked with him before. So that's probably the delay because he starts his other position on Monday.
Good. So will you hang in there until he gets ready?
Yes. And
the job
it
is yours. Why are you second-guessing yourself? You're going to be great at this.
Well, I'm second-guessing it because I don't know if anybody in-house is putting in for it. That's why I'm a little bit unsure.
I don't feel, I feel one person put in for it in-house, but they're not qualified.
So, okay.
And I also feel there's a woman that you're connected with through this job. Is there someone that you know, female, who's pulling for you?
Well, I used to work with her before, and I guess she's been off sick, and I've been trying to reach her, and I just found out. I wondered why she hadn't contacted me before, because I've sent her an email, and I've tried to reach her, and then I just called the receptionist, and she said she will be out till Friday.
Good.
So,
what? She's pulling for you. Even
okay.
though she's been out sick, she wants you in there for some reason. There is someone that's trying to get in-house, but they're not qualified. This is like a job you've been waiting for a long time.
Yes,
and
I did try it.
Go ahead.
I tried 8 years ago, not for the step below that position. I tried, and I was their second choice, but they had somebody that they had to take because she was already trained for that position.
I also feel you weren't ready to take the position. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was pregnant at the time.
But
they didn't know. They didn't know that because I kind of hid. I didn't look at the time. I was just, you know what I mean? Like,
you're disguised.
Had they known me,
that.
Yeah, they, had they known me, they probably would have realized it. But I carried my weight pretty well. Somebody that didn't know me.
Do you see how the timing back then was off, but the timing right
yeah.
now, the store opening perfectly for this job. There's that mammally, but that woman who's been out all week is pulling for you. Was she out with problems with her mouth or teeth?
I'm not sure, so she must be off sick.
Okay, I just feel she can't talk right now or can't communicate, and that's the only reason why she hasn't pulled strings for you, but she's about to. Can you call me when you get the job?
Yes, I will.
Woohoo! I can't wait to congratulate you. And do you have a birthday?
Okay. No, I had one in July.
No, whose birthday's coming up in your family? Really soon, next week or two. Someone's lighting a white birthday candle.
Okay,
let me put this. It's a woman. It's an older woman. I thought it was you.
I can't think of anybody at the. My sister-in-law is coming up in November.
This is it. It's got to be October, next week or two. You know what, Amy? I'm going to laugh if it's the lady at work that's pulling strings for you. Make sure you say happy birthday to her. I have a feeling it's her.
Okay.
Or
maybe
bring her a cupcake. Bring her a cupcake with a candle in it.
Okay.
It's very connected to you, and it's in the next week or two. All right, one last question before we go to the next caller.
Yes, I am having some health issues also on my right lower, like right under my rib cage, and the doctors locally can't find out what's wrong. So I'm going to a bigger city. To hopefully the doctors will find out what's currently happening with me.
Is it right under the ribs there?
Yes, right under the ribs, and I'm also bloated like in the stomach area.
It's gallbladder.
That's what I thought, and the tests are coming out negative that anything's wrong with the gallbladder. Will they find it? And
yep.
I'm going to Pittsburgh for it.
Yep, what's happening is it's irritated some of the time. It's not consistent. So when they go to check into it, they don't see it. Are they doing a CAT scan this time?
They did one that was similar to a CAT scan, but will this specialist find it? This man is renowned, I guess, and he writes in medical journals.
Yeah, I almost feel like when you had the last testing, it wasn't red enough or irritated. Do you see how when you're eating, food's not going down correctly or sitting right?
Yes, and I've been watching what I'm eating, but I did have a flare-up on the weekend where I had one slice of pizza and I got really sick from it.
Yeah, you're allergic to gluten, honey. Oh, gluten's not agreeing with you, but it's definitely, I don't know if they take the gallbladder out or they just calm it down. But you'll see, this man's going to find it for you because your body feels exhausted. How long have you had this?
At least since the summer that I've noticed it, or looking back since the summertime.
All right. He's going to find it, and he's. I don't feel surgery, but I feel like he does something to calm it down, whether it's through medication or holistic, but you're going to the right place. Is it a long drive for you?
It's about 70 miles.
All right. Why are you going by yourself?
I have a friend that's going with me.
I want to make sure you're not going by yourself because you might be exhausted on the way home, okay?
Okay.
All right. I wish you all the best, Amy.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too.
Thank you.
All righty. Nicole, you're on with Francine.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Have I read for you before?
No.
Okay, and what's your question?
Lately I've been pretty overwhelmed.
Okay. Overwhelmed, but why do I feel it's matters of the heart, honey? Who's breaking your heart right now? You there? Can we talk about that? Did I lose you?
I'm so I don't know how much I'll get out.
Oh, I'm sorry, but when you ask a question and I see someone's breaking your heart, what's his name? I know. Take some deep breaths, okay? What if I tell you it's going to be okay? Would that make you feel better? I know.
Yeah.
You still there with me?
I'm here.
I know. You're dealing with a very difficult man. What's his name?
Actually, the one that came up is my dad.
Ah. And what's his first name?
Tom.
Has he passed, honey?
No.
Okay. Who's the father figure that's passed?
He's the only father figure I've ever had.
Do you remember your mom's dad?
He's still alive.
All right. Do you remember your dad's dad? I have a grandfather coming through.
Yeah, he passed away the year I graduated from high school.
All right. I feel like there's someone in heaven, father figure, trying to help you or your dad. Now, why are you letting your dad break your heart, honey? He loves you. I know. Do you know how much he loves you, but he can't tell you that? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Are you separated from him? I feel a big separation.
Yes.
Okay. What if I told you your dad's going to get pretty remorseful? Would you accept that?
Yes.
Okay. It's not as quickly as you'd like, but he does come back. Is he separated from your mom, too?
Well, they got divorced, and then he remarried, and that's where the issue is, because...
What happened is he left your mom, and your dad lost his way. And now he's trying to find his way back to his daughter. Does he have a son as well?
No, I have a sister, so two daughters.
I feel a son, too. Is this new woman have a boy?
Yeah, Andy. Okay. It's his stepson, and he's probably...
They're very connected.
What?
They're very connected right now.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
I feel like he's trying to raise a son. Does it mean he forgot?
It might be some of the grandsons then. There's a teenage grandson, and he's, you know, he's got trouble. And I know
I feel like he's overwhelmed.
My dad is.
Yeah, he's trying to raise a son, a grandson, someone who's giving him a run for his money. Let me put it that way.
It's probably the teenager because he's got, I want to call it behavior issues, but there's stuff from his childhood that's given him a really hard way to go. Mm-hmm. And now he's a teenager, you know, and they want him to stay on his medicine.
Yeah, and he's a lot more work right now, and your dad didn't expect this. Don't you see, Nicole, you were easy to raise. He didn't have a lot of trouble with you. Would you call him and try to connect with him? Or are you really mad at him?
I'm not mad, I'm sad.
I know, but your father's just lost his way, honey. Have you ever taken a detour and you don't know how to get back?
Yes.
That's what happened to your dad. He took the wrong road, and he's saying, uh-oh, if I try to include my daughter, she might push me away. But if you open this door, I promise he'll come right through it. He misses you. He just doesn't know how to open the door by himself. And I want this heart to stop being broken. Are you getting married?
I am.
I see wedding bands.
I'm still married, but I want to be with someone else.
Uh-oh, I see new wedding bands. I don't see existing ones. What's your husband's name?
My husband is Scott.
Okay. Why do I feel like you like him like a brother, but not like a husband?
Because that's what it is.
Okay.
I care about him.
I know.
I care about him and I love him, but it's not
passionate. I do
no.
see new wedding bands coming. I'm going to leave that up to you. I don't want anyone to ruin their marriage, but I don't feel as though there was ever passion on your side. I do feel there's another man in love with you, but I feel that man has a lot of ties to another woman right now, and he's trying to get free. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. You will marry this new man, but it's going to take a while. Can you be patient?
Yes.
All right.
Working on it.
Excellent. Do you have any anniversary coming up?
Next May. What kind of anniversary?
No, what's coming up in November for you?
November?
Mm-hmm.
My son will be 4, October 26th.
What's in November? Beginning of November. Is it someone's anniversary? I saw wedding cake or anniversary cake.
I don't know in November.
All right. And what's your son's first name?
Ethan.
Is he reading already at 4?
Reading how? Because he doesn't talk.
But does he look at books or lots of words?
Sometimes, but it's never been his favorite thing to do. But now that his brother's doing homework, he loves to sit with his brother or try to get our attention away from it. But he loves to have a pencil and write on the paper.
I feel like he's reading words that he understands, even if he's not speaking. Why are you worried about this? He's going to speak. He doesn't need to speak. His brother does it all for him.
Because he's 4 and he only has 2 words. It's so
He will. He just learns differently. Don't you see that?
I do, but then I feel bad because people think that I'm not doing enough.
You're doing great. Read to him and let him look at the words in the book. Words fascinate him. You're worrying for no reason because your son's going to be a famous author someday. Yeah, he's just a little delayed, that's all. He doesn't need much. He just needs a little more guidance. I feel like he may mix the letters up, and I feel like his brother's so loud that this little boy doesn't get his own voice. He will. Call me. I want to hear when he's talking. Put him on the phone, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Nicole.
Wow, that was powerful.
Oh, she's all a right. sweetie.
All right, Jenny, you are on with Francine.
Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Francine.
Hi, what can I do for you? Do I know you?
Yes, of course you do.
Tell me how, but your voice does sound familiar.
Well, it's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, you're too. Jenny, what can I answer for you today?
I want to first thank you because my last reading, everything has been right on. And professionally, you've put me on the path that I belong on, and I'm starting to feel so fulfilled. I love you. What I want to talk about, if we can, is it's a love relationship that we have talked about. He's a man from my past. We can't be together right now. Both of us are in love with each other. And the last time we spoke, you basically just said, it is coming. Both of us have things that we have to do right now for us to be able to be together. My question is, has my love map changed? And if so, should I be looking in another direction or do I just need to be patient?
Yeah, this is the love of your life. I feel like he's married. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. How patient are you, Jenny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love him, and I know that he's in hell, but I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. It's like building myself.
What if I told you if you hang in there, this man is yours, but he's trying to get out of a marriage that's really sticky?
Oh, I know.
And I'm not going to badmouth his wife at all. That's not fair. But there's guilt behind this marriage. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for his children.
No, he owes the wife, too. Did she put him through school or help him in some way?
No. He has supported everything that she's ever done.
Why do I...
Her parents are dead, so I think he has guilt there.
He feels he owes her something. Or the only reason why he's in the marriage is unfinished business with not just the kids, but with her. He's trying to just finish business. But I'm coming to your wedding someday. I know that. And you're a high healer. Did I tell you that in your reading?
Yeah.
Are you working with children?
Yeah, I'm working with teen girls.
Good. You're right where you need to. And are you writing a book?
It's called Born Ready. Oh, I love you.
Oh,
yeah.
Born Ready. Can we promote this? How far is it?
Our intro is out. So if you go to bornreadygeneration.com, it's right there.
Bornreadygeneration.com. Let's all check out Jenny's new book.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I told you I'm coming to the wedding. Hang in there. He's almost to the point where he's ready to take one step out the door.
No, and I know, and I just actually recently saw him after almost a year, and, I mean, he kissed me, which is terrible, but it's like now we're not speaking again, and I don't know if I'm fighting against the universe or if this is a lesson in patience for me.
What's happening? You said it. What are you learning in this process?
To let go, because I'm a control freak.
There you go. You're learning that you can't open a door that's not ready to be open.
Right.
So what are you doing in the meantime? You're doing your beautiful healing work. Because if he were in your energy field right now, well, you wouldn't be working so hard.
You're right. I know.
Yep. So you're getting your life in order while you're waiting. Have you ever read the book When the Heart Waits by Sue Monk Kidd?
No.
That's a great book. It's you learn the most when your heart is waiting for something. She wrote The Secret Life of Bees, too. You might have read that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's coming, but you'll be ready when he comes. If he came tomorrow, you're not ready. You're purifying your life to get ready for him to open that door.
Can I ask you one more little question?
Sure.
I don't think he is older than me, and I mean, I'm 30, I'm almost 31, but since he's much older, do you see children for me?
I see one, yep.
See, I just had a dream that I saw one, I was told I was having one daughter.
I see her. She looks just like you. Do you have dark hair?
Yeah.
She's got dark curly hair. Yep, she's coming. Yep. In fact, you know what? You think he wouldn't be excited to have another one, but he is.
I know he would want her, but he's just older, so I didn't know.
That's okay. It's a biological baby, too. It's not an adoptive one.
Thank you so
much. You're welcome. Keep in touch.
I will. I love you. I'll see you soon.
All right. Love you, too, Jenny.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Gloria, you're on with Francine.
Hi, Francine. How are you?
Hi, Gloria. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What's your question?
My question is, I have been sick for the last month with three different infections.
Don't tell me what it is. Can I do a quick health scan?
Sure. That's what I'm calling you for. What's the meaning behind this that my angels are trying to tell me?
There's normally a lesson behind it, I promise you that. Take a deep breath. Can I do a scan in your body?
Yes.
All right. Did it start with dizziness in the head? And are your lungs affected?
It was dizziness in the head.
All right, dizziness. Why do I feel like your breathing is off, too?
Not really.
I feel like congestion.
Yes.
Not that you can't breathe, but there's something stuck or congested in there. Did anyone, are your bones sore too?
Sometimes my knees are.
No, this feels upper, like your shoulders, your neck, your back.
Yes, yes.
All right, Gloria, you're carrying the weight of the world on you. Take me back 6 months. What happened?
6 months.
Yeah. Six months before this came to you.
You know, my husband got a new job, and this was a dream of his, and he got his new job. And
not your dream, though. Do you see this?
No, it's not my dream. My dream was to have a child, but I had a miscarriage.
There's your illness. There's your illness. You're taking blame for a child who wasn't meant to stay this time around. Do you see that?
Yes.
You're feeling it in the lungs. You're feeling it in the upper back. Because the whole weight of the world is on you. Why couldn't I have the child? Why is it my fault? Why did he leave? Was it a boy?
I don't know.
Okay, I feel it was a little boy. Are you ready to have a new child within the next 6 months when you feel better?
I would love to.
You're carrying guilt. That's what this illness is.
Okay.
Yeah, and when you stop feeling guilty, it's like every residual goes away. Are you taking two medicines for this right now?
No, I'm taking one.
Were you on a steroid?
No. On an antibiotic.
All right. Why do I feel like a steroid was there? Was that an inhaler?
A while ago.
All right. Was there steroids in the inhaler?
Yes.
I feel like it's trying to get out of your system. You're taking the antibiotics. I do feel they're helping, but your body still feels exhausted.
Yes.
Did you have to relocate because of this job, or did he?
He had to relocate, yes.
Okay. Why is that bothering you?
Because he's never around.
Yeah, see, you're carrying the weight of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, well, he's not around. Where's my baby?
Right.
Next time
I am also carrying the weight of the world around because I still am looking for my purpose in life.
What do you think that is? You love to work with kids. Why aren't you?
I never thought of working with kids. Right now I'm unemployed.
Okay, so how about we get you just to volunteer with kids, and if you like it, you get involved. The other thing is, have you lost a father figure, Gloria? He's right behind you.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you feel him?
No.
Wow. I feel like he's got your back, kiddo. And you need to picture him in front of you once in a while and give him all your troubles. But I feel a baby boy coming before August if your body's ready.
Okay.
All right. Let me know.
Thank
I love
so
to
much.
Hear the good news.
Thank you, Francine.
Go out and volunteer to work with children. If you like it, I promise you that'll be your life's work. And you do write 2 children's books someday.
All right. Thank
well,
you so much.
You're welcome, Gloria. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We
got
right, time for one more.
Well, we're down to the last 5 minutes. What do you think?
You tell me you're the boss.
Well, just watch the time. I'll let you know when we're
I'll make
in
it
a
quick
okay.
question. How's that?
Okay. Ann,
hello?
You're on with Francine.
Okay.
Hey, hello,
we have
Francine.
Hi, honey. One quick question.
Okay. When am I going to not be get through to my son, my oldest son?
What's his first name?
Nick.
Oh, you got an indigo child here. He's tough.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
He only sees black or white, nothing in the middle. And he's mad at the whole world, Mom.
I know, believe me.
Okay. Can I put him on my prayer list for starters? He'll be
praying. Oh, absolutely.
All right. And does he like to cook?
No.
Why do I see that?
I don't
know. Does he want to work at a restaurant?
No, I don't know. I haven't really been communicating that well with him.
Ask him if he wants to work at a restaurant or do something around food. He pushes you away, Mom, anyway.
I try to get him a job around food. He didn't want it.
All right. Why do I feel that's coming up? But
I
feel
have
he does
no
it
idea.
All by himself. And you're a good mom. Stop second-guessing yourself.
Oh,
you're
I know it. I know.
I feel he misses you, but you tell him everything that he doesn't want to see, and that's why he's avoiding you.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
Oh, will you just call him and tell him you love him anyway?
Oh, I do. I tell him. I tell
Good.
Him that I'm putting a white light around him.
Excellent.
And I send him healing energy.
Have you lost your mom?
Yes.
She's right behind you, and she said you're an amazing cook. Is that true?
Compared to her.
She said my daughter's a great cook. All right, Ann, please keep in touch and let me know how Nick's doing.
Okay.
All right, God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. So,
all right.
Go ahead and give out your website again.
Okay, it's www.francinesangels.com. And why does this hour go by so quickly?
So let's say hello. We had a whole bunch of callers waiting to talk to you. We want to say thank you for everybody for calling in. Our next show is going to be on Wednesday, October 23rd at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss any part of this show or any other shows, you can get on the replay by going to the same link you went to listen to the radio show. You can also find out about the shows that we have airing on Spiritual Connections Radio at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com.
And
as always, go ahead.
Next time we'll do more readings instead of me talking so much. How's that?
Sounds good. I know a lot of people were looking to talk to you, so it's amazing how quickly an hour goes. Thank you for the great guidance. For any of you who just tuned in on the final part of the show, the beginning of the show, Francine had done a guided meditation for you to meet your master guide. And you can go back and replay that over and over again to experience that journey. So if you missed it or you want to do it again, go back to the replays. And you can find out all the links and everything through our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, Francine.
Good night. Thank you so much, Mark. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Lots of love to you. Bye-bye.
You too, right back at you.